from the very end of a very complicated gospel, you cannot serve God and wealth. When Jesus was asked which commandments in God's law were the most important, his answer was clear. We are to love God with all our heart, all our soul, and all our mind, and love our neighbor as ourself. So when Jesus says that we cannot serve God and wealth, that is what serve means. It means what we love above all. Part of love is deep respect for the other and deep self-giving. In this case, surrender of ourselves to God and doing what we can for the benefit of every neighbor. It means honoring God and the image of God in our neighbors. Scripture and tradition call putting anything above God and neighbor idolatry. For the last several Sundays in Jeremiah, we have been hearing God's view of Judah's idolatry. And today we hear it again through the veil of Jeremiah's tears for his people. God's people had turned to the worship of gods that are not God, to gods of the sky and fertility and death, worship of the stars and sun and moon, worship of all the gods of the lands that Israel had displaced. That idolatry included everything, from sacred prostitution to the blood sacrifice of children, to placate those gods and get them on the side of Judah's welfare, ignoring largely the one God. The trouble is this: God did not and does not tolerate putting anything in God's place as divine, as what we worship and serve finally, what we finally love and devote ourselves to. Now, in our secular age, things may seem very different from Jeremiah's Judah. We have no sacrifices. Sex is not sacred. There are no gods to be placated, except maybe the stock market, if only we could do it. But in fact, the lust for power and control, the hunger for possessions, the priority given to sex without commitment are not so different after all. Idolatry includes the mistaken and distorted loves that displace love of God and neighbor. For us today, especially, money and what money can buy. We cannot give our life to such things without ruin of our relationship with the real God. You cannot serve God and wealth. I'm not talking about individuals only. It was all Judah that was infected with idolatry, a whole nation. The world today, rich nations in first place, but poor ones as well, is in real danger of seeing the only common good being the service of the false god of wealth. The problem is not that we have and value possessions or money as such. It's not having a robust and creative economy, personally or nationally. The problem is serving possessions and money, loving them above God and our neighbors, wherever those neighbors are. Here's a rather silly example of idolatry of the possessions that money can buy. In my younger years, I did not see myself as strong or powerful or attractive in any way. What was attractive to me was the Mercedes 280 SEL convertible sports car, especially one with white paint. It was strong, deft, powerful, graceful, beautiful, all the things I wasn't. I lusted after one with great passion. Of course, I had no money and no prospect of ever having enough money to get one, but that vision, that passion, occasionally filled my mind to the exclusion of all else. It supplied strength and power and attraction to my empty heart. But of course, like all false gods, it was an illusion. That hole in my heart was meant to be filled by God and not by a car. In my little way, I looked to an idol for what I needed, not God. Since then, I've encountered many candidates for idolatry in my life and slipped at times into serving them. I was terribly anxious about money, about my country, about the integrity of the church, surpassingly proud of my own intellectual acumen and what I considered my deep spirituality. Even very good things can become idols when we do not trust in God and love God above all things and in all things, in humility of heart, worshiping God as himself good and the giver of all good. So what's to be done about it? First, to turn to God's mercy in Christ. God's love for us came before ever we loved God. As it says in the letter of John, it is not that we first loved God, that we first loved God, but that when we did not, God loved us first. God has proved it in Jesus, going any length in forgiveness and restoration all the way to the cross. We can trust in God's love. So take a few minutes every day to rest in that love. Just think about God's love, asking for God's presence. And even if you happen to feel nothing, trust in God's promise of love. In that love, we are forgiven and restored no matter what idols we may have served when we turn from them in trust to the God who loves us. Then consider God's generosity and justice, whose love gives us everything. Think about it. God is so good. Should not we as God's children seek to imitate God's generosity? God does not need anything from us, but our neighbors do, here and throughout the world. Serve God, not wealth, by serving our neighbors, putting our money and our ballots and our hands where our mouth is in church. We cannot serve God and wealth. But when we have lapsed into idolatry, God comes to us in love, in forgiveness, in new possibility in Jesus. Sheer love, sheer gift. Let us come to that God in faith and penitence, seeking new minds, and worshiping and serving that God of love above all things and in all things, and our neighbors as ourselves, to our eternal happiness. Amen.